Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in everyone to episode number 141 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Hope everyone's doing well. We're in the middle of February. I like to keep you documented on where we are, because if you don't think about where you are, you don't know where you're going. Isn't that the truth? Have you ever just looked up and you're like, oh, where did January go, right? January's gone. If you're not careful, you'll look up and you'll say, oh, where did February go? Because you're halfway through February even now. And so I like to remind you, if not weekly, at least bi-weekly as we come to you, or bi-monthly, I like to remind you that says, hey, be intentional, be present, acknowledge each day so you can know where you're going. Live in the present, right? So that's my little intro. That was kind of like the podcast within the podcast. It's to be present this week, to realize where you are, to know where you're going. You know, it's always good to have a goal. It's always good to have something out there to look forward to. But I'm telling you, if you don't intentionally stay in the moment and intentionally stay present, you will look up and, you know, a season of your life will be gone. And you'll be like, where did that go? And I'll be like, well, were you living intentionally? And you'll probably be like, no, I probably wasn't, right? So that's what that little 2 minute intro was all about today, just as a little reminder to you to be present. So today, let's talk about how to stop being emotionally reactive. In other words, how do you stop reacting because of your emotions? Now, if you go way back to the beginning of kind of our podcast time together, 100 and some episodes ago, I started at the very beginning talking about the brain, right? And what the brain does, and that your thoughts trigger your feelings, which lead to your actions, which may produce ultimately your results. And this is right up that same alley, except it's in a little different language, which I kind of like. It's just spoken with different words, and just, you know, has a little twist on it. And I have found that when I'm coaching others, that, you know, when you can sometimes, you know, you know this with your kids, or maybe with yourself, or maybe with those that you lead at work. Sometimes you can say something over and over and over again, and they don't really get it. And then you just tweak it just a touch, and you say it just a little differently, and boom, all of a sudden they get it. And so that's kind of what today is about. If you've heard me say some of this stuff before, you've done, you know, your own self-work and self-help, and it's not really clicked, then maybe today this will this will help you. And this comes from one of my favorite follows on Instagram, the Holistic Psychologist. So I've talked about her before. She's super. But it's how to stop being emotionally reactive. So emotional reactivity happens when we react to our own internal emotional state, right? Basically, we react to our emotions. You feel something, you get angry, you hit somebody. You get angry, you hit a wall. You get angry, you retreat, right? You get jealous, you blow up. You get insecure, right? Fill in the blank of what you do. You lash out, you hide, you go talk to somebody, right? You do something that's damaging to your body, damaging to yourself, right? All those things. So that's what emotional reactivity is. Now, you're going to have to help me here a little bit, right? And you're going to have to envision this with me. So I want you to kind of draw an oval, okay? Just kind of draw an oval. And at the top of that oval, we're going to put right on the top of it, you feel emotion, right? You could also label this 1, 2, 3, 4 if you wanted to, but this is kind of the word picture that's there that I kind of like. You feel emotion. And then kind of go down to what would be 3 o'clock. And right on the outside of 3 o'clock, just kind of put react the way we feel. You can even bring a little arrow down there if you wanted to. React to the way you feel. And then go down to 6 o'clock. And that's where it happens, right? You enter that fight or flight mode. You do the thing that I just talked about. You engage or you disengage. You do something harmful, whatever it is. And then as you move back up to 9 o'clock, I want you to write survival-based decision-making. You're actually making decisions based on what happens when you're in that fight or flight mode, right? And then back to the top, and then it's that circle to feel the emotion. So she calls this the emotional reactivity cycle. I like it. So at the top, it's feel the emotion, and you kind of draw an arrow down to 3 o'clock, react the way you feel, and then go on down to 6 o'clock, enter into fight or flight, and then back up to 9 o'clock, and then that would be survival based on decision making. Okay, can help you to rewire the brain, right? This is what we talk about. We know that it's been proven that you can rewire your brain, and the ability to self-regulate and to self-regulate your brain in the moment is directly linked to self-confidence and trust. So if you're dealing with self-confidence or trust issues, the more you can re-regulate your brain in the moment, the more confident you're going to be, right? When we react to our emotions, we make decisions that tend to be impulsive and that don't serve us or our values well. When we react to our emotions, when we just react, right? And I've told you before, growing up, I always just thought, I'm just reacting to being angry. You don't have to do that, okay? You can choose. You can make a decision in that moment, but you have to be aware, right? And we're going to go through this cycle. But when we react to our emotions, we make decisions that tend to be impulsive and that don't serve us well. And guess what? It also doesn't serve the ones around you well. So that person that's on the other side of you, they feel it. They feel it. They feel all of you, right? And you can do this sometimes even by just that look, right? You give them that look. You're like, I'm gonna, you know, right? And then here you go. All right. So the work is to be emotionally responsive. That's what we want. We want to be emotionally responsive, right? We don't want to be emotionally reactive. We want to witness our emotions, feel our emotions, and then respond to them rather than letting them drive our behavior, right? Rather than letting your emotions drive our behavior, we are going to witness them. We're going to notice them, right? We're going to see what's going on. It goes back to that whole alien analogy that I've given you several times. You get outside yourself and you're kind of looking back at yourself. Oh, what's that human doing? Oh, that human's getting all red and mad and frustrated and angry. Interesting, right? You get curious. So that's where the work is. People are like, well, I'm not getting any better. I don't have any progress. Well, yeah, you're not doing the work. The work is what's hard. The work is what's hard. And the hard part is recognizing it and stopping. Not reacting, stopping, right? So the work is to be emotionally responsive. So how do you do it? That's the question. How do you stop being emotionally reactive, right? So what is the first? The first is to practice pausing before you react, okay? Practice pausing. So when you practice this, each time you feel that emotional sensation, that vibration throughout your body, you're going to pause instead of reacting. So if you think about the oval, we're going to feel the emotion. As that emotion comes in and we're feeling it, we're going to pause. And with practice, your neural pathways in your brain, they will be developed and this will become easier. This will become easier. But did you notice the word there that was so key? With, two words, with practice. You have to practice it. You can't just show up to the game. If you just show up to the game, you're not going to perform well. I guarantee it. Because when he or she's across from you and you are triggered, you're going to lose it or you're going to run, right? But you can practice it. So when it happens, pause, right? Notice those sensations in your body. How many times have I said this? Notice the sensations. Where is it coming from? Do you feel your heart racing? Are you clenching your fist? Is your stomach in knots? Do you feel waves of heat? I've told you before, I feel it coming right up the back of my neck. Where are you feeling it? Notice it and practice it. Practice just allowing them, right? So pause. It comes up. Pause. Where's the sensation? Man, my heart is beating out of my chest. It's beating out of my chest. That's what's happening right now. So what do? You've noticed. Now, deep, steady breathing, right? Deep, steady breathing. Sometimes the bodily sensations can be intense, and this is why we want you to practice that deep breathing. Take deep breaths, deep breaths. That sends a safety signal to your body. Now, if you are in the moment with your significant other or with whomever that triggers you the most, and you're getting worked up, and you're like, oh, I can't do this right now. That's fine. This is where you can just say, hey, I would love to continue this discussion, but I just need a minute. I just need a few minutes. And then you can walk out of the room and practice this. Okay? You can practice it. Because the more you practice it, what? The better you're going to get. And you'll be able to do it in that moment with them. You could even have a discussion and say, look, this is what I've been working on. This is what I've been practicing. So I'm going to practice it right now. You could practice it in front of them if you feel vulnerable enough to do that. But if you don't, go to the other room and breathe. Take your time. Just breathe. Big, deep, belly-tight breaths, right? Deep, steady breathing. Do that for as long as it takes in the beginning, right? Allow yourself to release that emotion. If you know you've got that pent-up anger, you've got that pent-up resentment, allow your body to shake or cry or, you know, if you need to move, whatever you need to do, scream in the other room, not at the person, or into a pillow so they don't hear you. Whatever you need to do, do that. Get it out. Now, you will notice after you do that, you're going to feel better. You are going to feel better because the temperature in the room is going to go down. Your body's going to release some of that pent-up whatever it is that you've got in there, and you're going to notice that you feel better. And then you get to choose how you're going to respond. Processing the emotion allows us to choose, right, what we want to say, how we want to say it, how we respond in this moment. It might mean that you've got to just take some time and sit with it before you make any decisions. But you are in control. Right? How many times have I said, this is where you take your power back. This is where you retain your power. It's very, very similar to the thought model that I've taken you through. This is just a little different way of saying it. It's a little different way of teaching it. But it's the same process. All right? So go back to your oval. Okay? Again, she entitles this the emotional relativity cycle. Feel the emotion. Notice what it is. Right? React to the way you feel, not to the other person, but to yourself. Right? And then you kind of go into that fight or flight. Then you've got this survival-based decision-making. That's what it normally looks like. But what we want to do is what? What do we want to do? We want to feel it because we want to stop this, right? We want to stop this. We want to feel it, notice our sensations, deep, steady breaths, release it, allow it to go out, and then choose how you want to respond. This will help some of you. If some of you right now, I've worked with three or four of you in the last couple days that this is exactly what you need. Because you get in that situation with him or her and you go, I don't know how to react. I don't know how to respond. Or I feel attacked. Or, you know, and that ego comes up and that anger comes up and that jealousy comes up and those insecurities come up. And then you say things you don't want to say. Or you shut down. And then you're in another argument. It's a deeper argument, right? So if you can begin to apply this tool and these principles where you notice your feelings, you pause in the moment, you get them out, and then you decide how you want to respond. All right? This will help you tremendously, but you got to do the work. If you guys need me, reach out to me. DrDarrenWilson@gmail.com, DrDarrenWilson.com. Would love to have a conversation with you about working with you. Hope you have a great rest of your week. Hope you're intentional about your growth between now and next Thursday. And I can't wait to see you right back here. Have a great week, everyone. Take care. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, DrDarrenWilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, DrDarrenWilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.